Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now!
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Productions, one of the only stations talking about Black products and Black solutions. You're listening to The Elephant in the Room, and I'm your host, Shaka Zulu, aka Jamarian Harris. Today we are discussing the dark side of America's school system and how it creates a permanent underclass. And to introduce myself real quick, because this is my first show. My name is Jamarian Harris. I go by the name Shaka Zulu. And I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm 37 years old. I have three wonderful children. I'm an author of The Dark Side of America's School System. I won Best New Writer of the Year in 2016. I'm also a motivational speaker. I'm a lecturer. I'm a narrator. And I feel like it's an emergency. God can use anybody. So I feel like there's an emergency with the people that God can use as a vessel to give a message to the people. And so I like to thank Brother Kenneth Jones for giving me his platform on We Talk Productions to start my first show called The Elephant in the Room. The brother interviewed me 3 weeks ago. And he liked the way that it went, and he asked me that I want my own show or whatever. He told me I had to put that work in, and he told me what his show stood for and what he stood for. And so, you know, so this is my first show. It'll be on every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And there's different formats that I'll take, but for the sake of today's show, it's called The Dark Side of America's School System. And I would like to go in on how the American school system is a lot of traps in it. Yes, you need to get your education. I'm not saying don't get your education, don't go to school, forget about the white man curriculum. I'm not saying anything like that. All I'm saying is be mindful. Be mindful of the situation that you're in and always pay more respect to your culture than you do anything else. Because if you forget where you come from, you will never know where you're going, you know. And so I had some friends tell me, I was reaching out to some people and asking them, what subject matter do you think I should have on my first show? And so I was thinking about Black male-female relationships. I was thinking about the pharmaceutical drugs. I was thinking about all types of things. And so a few of my friends contacted me back and they told me, man, go in on education. You wrote a book. And I'm like, I don't know, because I don't have any books available right now because I sold out. So, you know, so I decided to go in on the education system and the problems and the solutions that we can have by dealing with the education system. And so I don't have any guests tonight, and in the future I will, but I will be accepting call-ins tonight. For anybody to have any solutions, any statements, or any criticism. But I would like to start talking about how me as a Black man dropping out the eighth grade, I thought that I dropped out, but I did not drop out. I was pushed out, but I thought that I dropped out because I didn't understand the world that I was born in. And mind you, I'm a representative of Black people, and especially Black men, because I'm a victim. I went through the school system. And just so happened, I picked up a book and I started reading because I used to have a low self-esteem when I was in school. And subconsciously, I used to think to myself that white people are smarter than Black people. And subconsciously, I used to walk around in the sixth grade and I used to wish that I had white people's brains. Like literally, I used to wish that. And so one day I was in class. This is just a quick story. One day I was in class, and I remember I had got a test back, and it was like a F or something on it, or 69 or something like that. And I remember the little white boy looked at me, and his name was Steve, and he was like, "Joe, you're stupid," because they called me Joe. And I was like, "No, I'm not." But what he don't know, what he did, it really traumatized me when he said it, because I really, really already believed that. He kind of verified that to me, even though I wasn't thinking correctly and I'm really not stupid. And so I started believing it. And so I started walking around wishing that I had white people's brains. Like, I wish I had her brain. I wish I had his brain. I remember a guy in class one day, his name was Vincent. This was in the sixth grade, like in 1992. And he was the class clown, and he didn't make no, he didn't care about his grades or anybody looking at it. So he made like a 67 or something on his test, and everybody was just picking on him. And, "Oh, Vincent, he's dumb. He's the class clown." They was embracing his dumbness. And so I get my test back, but I'm not a class clown like he is. So I kept it to myself. Mine was like a 57. His was like a 67. So I really felt even more dumb, like, you know. And so all it was an inferiority complex. I didn't ask to be born, you know. So I'm with the things that I'm going to say tonight, it might ruffle a little bit, people's feathers a little bit, because when somebody talks against the education system, it's like, "So what you going to do about it? You got to go to school, so what you going to do?" You know what I'm saying? So when I picked up a book, what I figured out, how it was basically a strategy by the powers that be, the government, because you got some good people. I don't want to hear anybody saying there's some good white people. I'm talking about a system and the way that it was.
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog.
Go ahead, Shaka. Shaka. Hello?
Still can't hear.
Not to hear that. I can't hear him.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen
Start your show now. Press 1 to hear important information.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now. Now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it just hung up when I was talking. Like, everything just crashed.
You back on.
Okay. All right. I apologize for that, brothers and sisters. I don't know what happened. You know some white folks probably in places that be that messed everything up. But one monkey don't stop no show. So what I was talking about was today's subject matter is going to be on the dark side of America's school system. And I was talking about affirmative action. Affirmative action is basically legislation that was passed due to people that be discriminated against and excluded because of the color of their skin or their gender or whatever, what have you. So the number one complaint from white people when they hear black people complain about the school system, they'll start stating, well, we gave y'all civil rights. We gave y'all affirmative action. And they're just as dumb as the average black person, and they don't know any better because affirmative action benefits white women more than it benefits anyone. Why? Because 60 to 65% of these jobs, according to Pew Research Center, these white women have to this day. Without affirmative action, you would not see a lot of these white women in jobs. They benefit the most. So then they say, well, how about if a black, how does a black person get into college before me if I score higher than that black person? And they only got in because they're black and in front of affirmative action. But that's not true. That might have something to do with it, but the undertone of it is the average 70% of affirmative action students, which are black students, 70%, they don't graduate. And you have to understand because it got a lot to do with what colleges these young adults choose. And a lot of these young adults don't have the dedication and the will. So the government know that they just getting the money and they're going to end up in debt. So it benefits white women more than it benefits anyone. And affirmative action is a broad and ambiguous term because it's just like the NAACP. By it having colored people in it, you think that it's talking just specifically about black people, and it's not. Everybody on this planet is colored people except for white people. So just because they put color to it don't have anything to do with just black people. You see, so that's one aspect of the school system. When people be saying, why are y'all complaining? Y'all have affirmative action. That I'm going to put that to the side because that'll kill that. Then you have special education. Special education was created after the Integration Act, and it was only solely based 100% for people with orthopedic problems, people with obvious handicap problems, people with physical ailments. But after the Brown versus the Board of Education, you have that you couldn't segregate people by color and by race. So what these evil geniuses did, they separated people by different things, by labels, like learning disability. And what they did with special education, which was 100% for people with physical ailments, they added people with learning disabilities and behavior problems into that category. Now, it used to be 100% of people with physical problems. Now, they are the smallest group of people in special education, and it was meant for them. Now the largest group of people in special education is people with behavior problems and black children with so-called learning disabilities. I say so-called because there's no such thing as a learning disability. Anybody that you could show me that has a learning disability, I could show you a person that has lazy parents, lazy guardians, aunts, uncles, whoever that's raising them. Because they're not on them like that. Because the same way you can show me a straight-A student, I can show you a parent that's on their children about their grades, homework, what have you. You see? So special education is a business and within itself, because here in North Carolina, it costs $8,700 per student that the federal government pays for to go to school. But if I throw you a special education, that's $17,550-something. I basically get two times more money for you if I throw you in special ed than you would get if you're in regular class. So that's a whole other business, you see? And so trying to tell family members this, trying to tell friends this, trying to tell, because I be going to city council meetings here in Raleigh, downtown, and it's amazing to me how most of those parents is white parents, and you would be lucky if you catch a black parent in there. And when you tell the black parents this that doesn't go to those council meetings, those school board meetings and stuff like that, it comes off to them like as if you think you know everything. It comes off to them like as if you're a conspiracy theorist. And it amazes me how most of these black parents don't know about Common Core. It amazes me how most of these black parents don't know about Common Core, which Bill Gates funded $2.4 billion. And Obama and the Obama administration created Race to the Top money. It was an education program called Race to the Top. And 46 out of 50 states took the money. And what they did with the money, of course, because all the states is hungry for money, they put it into their school budget, and they spent extra money or whatever they had with it. But the exception of accepting this Race to the Top money was you had to implement Common Core. Now, what is Common Core? Common Core is basically, it's been here, but it basically dumbs children down even more so than it used to. For example, Common Core teaches, it brings in homosexuality. Now, people might say, okay, you might say something about homosexuality and I disagree with it. Now, this is nothing personal. This is nothing personal about coming at people that choose that lifestyle. What I'm saying is the
shit done again.
They don't have nothing to do with you.
Shaka.